could have picked a flower, the rose of Sharon fair, the lily of the valley, a blossom anywhere. He could have picked a rainbow in many colors pink, but out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in me. Oh, I'm so thankful just to know he chose to live in me. Out of all the beauty he has made, to think that he loved me more than all the beautiful sunsets, the rivers and the trees. And out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in me. He could have picked an angel, but he chose me instead. A mansion or a palace, he could have chose to live. The brightest star in heaven, the islands of the sea. But out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in me. It's not that I have chosen him, but he has chosen me. And it's not what I have done for him, but what he's done for me. He made the earth his footstool. Just to know he chose to live in me. Out of all the beauty he has made, to think that he loved me more than all the beautiful sunsets, the rivers and the trees. But out of all of these, I'm thankful that he chose to live in me. Thank you.
y'all pray for me this morning. This one is new for me. So y'all pray for me this morning. You're still the same by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kunkana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you save the Abraham, through the power of your hand, brought the sea into dry land, to the outcast on her knees, you are the God who really sees, by your might you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. We will praise and lift you.
Thank you. 386.
Hey, man. Let me say it's good to have Brother Raymond back with us. We sure didn't miss him. Hey, good to see him this morning. Hey, man. Thank God.
First, second, last.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Turn your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter number 6 and verse number 23. Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 23. You've enjoyed the service so far. Say amen. Amen. I want you to look at something this morning. I know everybody's going to know what this is. I want you to think about this. I'm going to use it in my sermon this morning. How many of you know what this is?
Amen.
I know Tim Robinson does, and Brother Don, and others, somebody. Amen. What is that? That's a home plate. I read something on that this week, and man, it stuck out with me. All week long. How many of you has had little bitty ones, man? I'm talking about peewee level. Go out there on the t-ball field, and man, they hit them balls. Amen. All of you have, ain't you? How many of you had your kids play little league baseball? Let me see that. Amen. How many of you has had high school players? You got grandkids or kids that played high school ball? Let me see your hand. Man, that's pretty good. How many of you had kids or grandkids played on the college level? Let me see that. All right, there's a few. Amen. How many of you had kids make big time money? Amen. I need their address, if you will. But you know what? When they were out there, you remember now, all the, let me see hands again. How many of you played T-ball, Little League? Let me see hands. Do you know how, you know what the dimensions of this home plate is? The width of this home plate? How many of you know that this morning? Well, how in the world do you stand up there in the stand and say that's a strike or a ball? It's 17 inches. When you start out with T-ball, play Little League, that ball set that thing 17 inches wide. Amen. When you get up to middle school and high school, guess how wide it is? When you get up to college level, you know, when y'all went and watched Alex and everything, you know how wide it is? 17. You know what Babe Ruth hit off of? 17. You know what it is today? It does not deviate. You know, I've seen little Jimmy out there before, and we sure could have changed that home plate to about 19 inches. It just don't happen. Sometimes, you know, a pitcher, if he can't throw consistently over 17 inches, he don't last very long. See, we can't deviate this home plate. This home plate is the rule. It's why, from the very least, when Ethan was playing, up to the point Kason played, Alex played, these other Timmy's boy played, even up when sitting at the Rome Braves Stadium, play over that 17-inch home plate. It does not deviate. It does not change. Will you turn with me now to Romans chapter number 6 and verse number 23? And I want you to think about this home plate this morning. Romans chapter 6, verse number 23. The Bible says here in the scripture, the Bible said, for the wages of sin is death. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble today, God, I pray, how Lord, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while. How Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. How Lord, I pray, God, that just the message for the hour. How Lord, that you'll bless it in a mighty way this day. How God, we never know, how Lord, who may need it today, but God, I pray, how Lord, that you'll allow us to deliver that. How Lord, it be a blessing unto you today. How Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, and we humbly pray, amen. And amen. Neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on, neighbor, just a little while today, be on this right here. The word does not change. Amen. The word does not change. Amen. Listen, neighbor, the word of God was not written that it may suit man or woman or child. The word of God was written out of our life and may be pleased and unto the Lord. See, my friend, today, the word of God is like that home plate. Listen, the word of God, neighbor, is like that 17 inches today. Neighbor, it does not change. And we do not deviate it. Neighbor, to suit me or you or anyone else today. And that's what's happened to America today. Listen, we've said, well, listen, we can't live by that
17 inches. And so what we're going to do, we're going to deviate it a little bit to the right. And we're going to deviate a little bit to the left. The Bible plainly says the wages of sin leads to death. Amen. There's no way around it. There's no way over it. See, my friend, the Word of God does not change. Listen, the Word of God is as our home plate today. Listen, we can't widen the plate. Never to 19 or 20 inches. Never to suit little Johnny, our little Sally. We just can't do that. Neighbor today. And that's the way the Word of God is. There's some things I really wished wasn't in there, but it's in there. Listen, there's some things, listen, that hit me. I wish I could take out, but I can't. Why? Because the Word of God does not change. Listen, it has been the same from the foundation of Genesis all the way to Revelation. The Word of God has not and will not change today. See, my friend, the plate, the Word, listen, the Word of God is our guide and standard and our rule that we live by and abide by. Listen, neighbor, the Ten Commandments is not an option. Amen. Neighbor, it is the infallible Word of God. The Word of God does not change. Listen, so let's look today, neighbor, about three things about our home plate. Amen. I see, my friend, our home plate, Brother Greg, is just like this home plate. It don't change. No, sir. Listen, it don't deviate. Amen. Listen, the Word of God changes not. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and for evermore. Amen. Listen, so three things that we see about our home plate. The Word does not change. First of all, we find here the payment. Amen. The payment of sin does not change. Listen, neighbor, the Bible said the wages. Wages today is something that you earn. Listen, amen, it's mine. It's because of what I did that I earned those wages. Listen, listen, neighbor, today, none of this, well, the devil made me do it. That just don't get it. Amen. Listen, well, I just couldn't help it. Amen. That just don't get it. Neighbor, we cannot deviate to the left. Listen, neighbor, if that ball out of that pitcher throws, if it goes, Brother Timmy, your boy was a pitcher. Listen, here's the home plate. And Timmy, listen, when he throwed that ball, if it was right here, listen, it wouldn't have struck. Listen, had to be right across this, 17 inches. Listen, and that's what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, we got to live by that 66 books from Genesis to Revelation. Somebody said, well, that's the Old Testament. So what? Amen. It still is the Word of God. He didn't come to do away with the Old Testament. He come after the Old Testament may be fulfilled. Listen, the Word of God is our roadmap. It is our home plate. And the Bible said the wages of sin leads to one thing, and that's death. There's no way around it. You'll never find where you get any victory. You'll never find where true blessings come from deviating away from the Word of God. It just don't happen. The wages of sin, what we've earned. And see, the thing about the wages of sin, it's the same price, neighbor, for me as it is you. It's the same thing. See, hey, listen, Sister Sally Sorrows used to tell me this. When I go see her, she'd say, now, preacher, there is no big eyes and little U's. Amen. You remember her saying that? She'd say, there is no big I's and little U's. And that's the way the Word of God is. He did not write the Word of God for some big I's and little U's. See, we're all equal in the eyes of God. And the same price that has to be paid for the wages of sin is just as good for those as it is for me and is for you. The Word of God is our home plate. And that home plate, I listen to the Word of God. It does not change. It does not change. Listen, neighbor, today the Bible says we are free moral agents. We're free moral agents. God could have made us robots. God could have made us robots. But he didn't. See, today we all have a choice. That's why it said in his precious book, choose you this day in whom you're going to serve. One writer said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. See, every day that we live, we can live by staying in the 17 inches of that home plate. We can live within the 66 books of the Word of God. Or we can choose every day to deviate away from it, to deviate to the right, to deviate to the left. But we need to know that when we do that, there is a payment to be paid for you for that cost today. That's each and every one of us. We have to pay the price. We have to pay the price. It's like me walking into Chick-fil-A tomorrow morning and say, I want a Chick-fil-A sandwich and a large iced tea. They give it up there on the counter and they say, thank you. I'll see you next time. You know what they'd say? And they all know me down there. They'd say, preacher, or probably call me Jeff or somebody. They'd say, hey, you got to pay for that. Now, I could tell them, listen, I am the pastor of Morning View Baptist Church. You do know that. Amen. Greg Rainey is one of my best friends. You do know that. Tim Robinson is one of my best. You do know that. You know what they say? I don't give a flip who you are. You walk out that door not paying for this chicken sandwich, you're going to jail. Amen. Why is that, preacher? Because it's just like that home plate. The Word of God is the same for each and every one of us. And when we sin, whether it be the president, the preacher, or the pope, when we sin, there's a payment that has to be made. And he said the ultimate payment of that is what? Death. Death, whether it be naturally dead or spiritually dead. Listen what he says here. In the Word of God. The Word does not change. We want to keep our lives. We're to pattern our lives within this realm. Amen. We want to pattern our lives within this 17 inches. Amen. I used to tell Ethan, it don't matter to me how hard you throw it. Just throw it on these 17 inches. Long as you can get it across there. Every time. Amen. You'll be a Hall of Fame picture. Amen. Listen, neighbor, today, if we're to be a success in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're to have the right relationship with Him, we must stay within the confinement of the Word of God. We must pattern our life, not after the world, not after society, but we must pattern our life after what thus said the Word of God. Because if we don't, there's a payment. There's a payment that has to be made. Listen, look at what the Bible says in Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 23. Talking about this matter today. Listen what he says. He said, for all have sinned and come short of the honor and glory of God. So it's not is there days that I get out from them 17 inches. It's not that are there days that I get out in the confinement of the Word of God. Because there is days. The Bible said we've all sinned. Every one of us. It don't matter. Listen, I'm going to tell you something else. There's not a black sin and a white sin. There's not a big sin and a little sin. Sin is sin. And it says today, the Word of God does not deviate from it. It does not deviate from it. Amen. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. Ain't that what they used to say? The payment of sin, it's the same across the board. It's the same across the board. When this happens in our life, we must pay the wages. Listen today, neighbor, if you've never been saved, if you've never been saved, if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, the ultimate payment that you'll make because of your sin will be hell. I listen eternally, forever and forever. I want you to know that. I'd rather you know it and don't go there than don't know it and end up there. Amen. Hell is real, and the Bible said it's enlarging itself every day. But what we need to realize is that hell was not prepared for you and I. It was made for the devil and his angels. But because of our sins and our iniquities and because of our transgressions against him and because of our never accepting him as our personal Savior, if we've never been saved, that'll be our final destination. Amen. He said, for the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But I thank God he didn't stop there. He said, for the gift of God is eternal life. The gift of God is eternal life. Staying within the confinement of the Word of God. Number two, we got to hurry. Number one, we see, remember, the Word does not change. It's just like that home plate. It does not change. Number two, we see the cause of sin. Not Romans chapter number 3, verse number 18. Romans chapter 3, verse number 18. And I want us to look at this today. The Bible says there is no fear of God before their eyes. Listen to me, neighbors. We're living in that day. We're living in that day. There's no fear of God. There's no fear of God. There's no reverence of God. There's no respect of God. And that causes sin to come into our lives. No fear of God. They have no respect of God or anybody else. They don't have respect for the Creator or the creation. And that causes sin to come into this world. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter number 12, verse number 13. It tells us the whole duty of man. No fear of God. No fear of God. Deviating away. Deviating away, Brother Jimmy Powell, from home plate. What we allow. What we allow today. Listen, Brother Gary, it's just acceptable. It's become acceptable in our society. It's become acceptable. Listen, neighbor, whether the society accepts it or not, it's still sin. See, so it hasn't changed. What was a sin when you was a little boy coming up? Still a sin today. We've just kind of painted it up like an old barn, put a little paint on it, make it look a little better, make it look more attractive, but it's still just an old barn. Sin is still sin, and he said the wages of sin is still death. Look at this. I like this. Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 13. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. This is what we got to do. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Remember, God does not change. God don't change to suit me. God don't change to suit you. Amen. I've had people tell me before, preacher, I wish you'd preach on this or I wish you'd preach on that. I can't do that. If I did that, this half of the congregation would get mad and leave. Next week, the other half would get mad and leave. So I have to just preach what God lays on my heart. When he lays it on my heart, then everything works out perfect. Amen. I've learned to trust him. But we've caught ourselves, Brother Robbie, deviating from home plate. That's why he said, seek you out the old paths and travel there. I don't know about you, but Mr. Darcy, I still like the old time way, don't you? I still like to sing and shouting and praising God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, if you want the old time way, we got to live the old time way. So we deviated. Boy, I seen that this week, and it just eat me alive. He said, let us hear the conclusion. Boy, he's been hit the nail of that head with the hammer. Amen. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. When we fear God, we're afraid of Him. We're afraid of Him. You remember when you was growing up, there'd be coming a lightning storm outside? And Mom and Daddy said, don't you pick that phone up. Don't you put that phone up your head. Amen. That lightning strike's going to come through that wire, come through the house, come through that phone, going to get in your ear. Man, I was scared. Amen. My first relationship with the Lord is because my daddy put the fear of God in me. Amen. He put it in you or beat it in you, whichever way you needed it. But the fear of God, he said, the conclusion of the whole matter is fear God and what? And keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Listen, from the foundation of baseball, home plate has been 17 inches. Amen. I can just hear some of you next week. You're going to be down there at that Little League game. Little Johnny's going to be up there. That umpire's going to call a strike. You're going to jump up and say, hey, my preacher said that's 18 inches. That's a ball. I know you're going to do it. Then he's going to call me, won't know what I told y'all. But 17 inches is the rule. But we deviate from it, don't we? Amen. We up here, and they back out. Amen. And the umpire says, strike. We say, oh, no, not my boy. Not my boy. You got to move that over. You got to increase that base path. Got to increase that line. But see, this is what happens when sin comes into the world. We deviate. We don't fear God anymore. We don't respect His authority. We don't. People don't even respect you. Man, I went to Golden Corral the other night, and I got killed in the salad line. They didn't respect me or anything. But this is the way it is. Right, here's a prime example now. We're looking at a home plate. This is about the most I've ever got to cross it. But anyway, they say, well, man and a woman, they don't have to get married. Let's just live together. Let's just live together, baby. Let's just see if you're going to like chicken noodle soup when I warm it up. Make sure you're going to stay with me. Well, you know what? Well, don't realize we're getting away from the home plate. But society says now, hey, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. You know what we're doing? It's sin. It's sin. The Word of God, Brother David Watts, does not change. We change. Listen, how many of you, now I know they don't do it now, but how many of you when you got married had to have a blood test? You did, didn't you? You know you don't even have to have that no more? And then I seen 3 weeks ago in the House of Representatives, some guy from right here in the state of Georgia stood up and said, you know what we need to do? Do away with marriage license. Do away with marriage license. What does that piece of paper mean to Greg and Carol Rainey anyway? It's just a legal document binding y'all. It's more than that. But Greg, see what we're doing? We're deviating. We're deviating. Listen. I was sitting and I may catch some backlash on this. But if I do, I'm going to go down preaching the Word of God. Amen. Several years ago, right here in Polk County, if you went into the store on Sunday, there'd be blinds over the alcohol. They wouldn't even let you see it. Wouldn't do it. But this is what our commissioner said, and if they don't like it, get over it. This is what our commissioner says. We need the tax money. We need the tax income that comes off that. And see what we're doing, Ricky, we're deviating. We're compromising. I know that ain't popular, but I'm going to tell you something. You want to cross home plate, you got to live right. But we've deviated. Joyce, it's no longer. It's no longer. Amen. And I know that I make my living in sports. I do. People quit sports, I wouldn't have a job. But this travel ball stuff, and I'm going to nail it like it is. You lay out of church continually on Sunday, guess what's going to happen? You're going to deviate. You're going to deviate. Amen. Me and Ricky both growed up loving sports. Only home run I ever hit was off of him. Remember that? Out there in the backyard, I hit it and went over the fence. He is older than I am and don't remember a lot. But we love ball, man. We really did. Listen, we love ball so much, and it's a lot different now. Down there where I work, Brother Barry, tomorrow I'll go down there and I'll pick up two 5-gallon buckets full of baseballs. Man, when we was growing up, you had one ball. And you knocked the cover off of it, Tim. You might well put some duct tape on it. You wouldn't get another one. Man, we love ball. We eat, slept. We love sports. We really did. That's all there was to do. We didn't have all this stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. There never was a Sunday that I was brave enough to say, Daddy, I'm going to play ball today. He'd say, you going to do what? They wouldn't even a Wednesday. They wouldn't even a Wednesday. You know why? Because he knew that home plate had 17 inches. And them 9 kids, while they was up under his roof, they were going to live by that 17 inches. They didn't deviate from it. They didn't deviate from it. This has never changed. But society today, they say, hey, that's just the old time way. I don't fit in with that anymore. Let's just create a new way. Amen. Let's just create a new way. A form of entertainment. That's what 90% of folks are looking for today. They want to go somewhere on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. They want them to entertain them, to energize them, then go back out living the same way they're living. It won't work. It won't work. You can take an old, remember them old lanterns Brother Herman used to have? Had smut all over them. You can take them old lanterns up, Brother Greg, and you clean that thing on the outside, but on the inside it was still black. You had to clean the inside up to get the light to be able to shine like it was able to shine. That's what we've got to do today. We've got to quit deviating away from the Word of God, get in the Word of God, and listen, ask the Lord, Lord, allow me to pattern my life, not according to society, not according to this, not according to that, but the Lord, allow me to pattern my life after the Word of God. Amen. We see that's the cause of sin because we don't fear God anymore. We don't reverence God. Who would ever thought? I remember a time growing up when the house of God was unlocked all the time. You didn't have to lock it up. You could go by the church house and pray anytime you wanted. Now listen, there's churches now got to have bars over the windows. Got to have a security system. Got to have a security guard with a gun on his side. Standing at the back door. Listen, neighbor, today, what's happened to America, what's happened to our churches, is this one thing. We've deviated away from what thus saith the Word of God. And until we get back there, God will not bless us. God will not bless America. God will not bless our country until we get back in the center of God. Amen. The Word does not change. Amen. That 17 inches does not deviate. These 66 books does not deviate. Then number three, let's look at the product, the end product of sin. James chapter number 1, verse number 14 and verse number 15. we see the finished product of sin is death. It's death. It's just like this palm plant right here. I could take some scissors and I could cut this little bit off right here. It's like, that wouldn't do a whole lot. But next Sunday I come by and I say, click. The next week I come by, I reach down here and I say, click. About the third or fourth week we come in, Sister Patty, that plant's going to be brown. It's going to be brown. Why? Because slowly I've killed it. And that's the way sin is in our life. We know we all sin. We all sin. But he also said we have an advocate with the Father. We're to pray for forgiveness of those sins every day. I have to. You may live a perfect life and I don't have to. You know, I live in a glass house. I can't throw stones. I have to pray every day. It ain't kneeling down and saying, God, if I've sinned, forgive me. I have to say, Lord, I know I've sinned. Have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. The product of sin. James chapter 1, verse number 14 and 15. The Bible said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Verse number 15. Then when lust hath conceived, it don't bring nothing but sin. It bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. It bringeth forth death. I'm asking you today, have you deviated? Have you deviated away? I was in the store about 3 weeks ago, and this guy was already up at the counter. He had him a six-pack of beer, and I knew this guy. Matter of fact, he was a leader in a church. Not in our church, thank goodness. But Joyce, when I went in, this is what he did, Greg. He looked, he seen me, he said. I seen him, went by the cooler, put it back in there, got him a Dr. Pepper, come back around the other side. Hey, preacher! I didn't say nothing. I wanted to. But listen, even if I hadn't have saw him, God did. God did. Do you think this roof blocks his vision? I can see you and say, brother, you know what, brother? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm going to get got two on one. I could have did that. Made that guy feel a lot more happier. He'd probably come over here and join. But God sees it. And he said the wages of sin is death. And I believe that is sin. I don't care how you cover it. I'm not going to discuss it with you. I'm not going to argue about it. Somebody says, well, it says in excess. Let me tell you the difference between a pig and a hog. It ain't just got there yet. Some of y'all get that today and some of you get it next week. Ah, work with me, people. Ain't that the truth, though, Cease? The end product of sin is death, whether it be Jeff Hulsey, whether it be Cecil Wigley, or whether it be Billy Graham. Amen. Good a man Billy Graham was, he had sin in his life. Preacher, what do you know? I don't know nothing, but I know the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of honor and glory of God. I'm sure there was times in his life that he had to kneel down and say, Father, forgive me. So I want to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song this morning. 17 inches. 17 inches. It don't deviate. It don't deviate. Right here is no longer a strike. Right here is no longer a strike. Why? Because it's off the plate. 1 inch of living out of the will of God is sin. We've got to get back inside. Lord, allow it to start with me. Lord, create within me a clean heart that I may serve you with all joy and gladness. I wonder today, are you across the plate? If not, I'd come. Let us stand together.